The mind's basic habit is it's constantly feeding. Just as the body feeds on physical food, the mind feeds on sensory contact, its awareness of things at the senses, sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, and its intentions with regard to these things. It's always trying to fix its food. So right now, let's fix our food with the breath. This is good food for the mind. It doesn't give rise to a lot of greed, aversion, and delusion. In fact, as you're feeding here in the present moment, you've got a good, reliable source of food here. The mind's in a good position where can it start? It can start observing things about itself, all the processes that are going on in this process of feeding. And when you understand the way the mind feeds on the breath, then you can start understanding the way it feeds on other things as well. So try to breathe in a way that's comfortable. It gives you a sense of well-being. And learn to think about the breath in a way that makes it interesting. Think about the different ways the breath energy can flow through the body. Try to observe how the breath is flowing right now and decide whether it feels good or not. And if it doesn't feel good, you can experiment. Fix new food. In other words, breathe in different ways. Think about the breath in different ways that help make the breath energy flow more smoothly. So the body feels energized by the breath, and the mind feels it can settle down with a sense of well-being. As you do this, you learn many important things about the mind. One is the mind is not passive. It doesn't just sit there and react only when some impulse comes from outside. The mind is actually actively out there looking for things, looking for something to feed on. And when we don't find anything we like to feed on, we feed on the fact that we're disgruntled, that we're upset. That way the mind starts feeding on itself in an unhealthy way. This is why the Buddha recommended as a first step in practicing meditation is to try to develop as much equanimity and patience as you can. As he taught Rahula, try to make your mind like earth. People throw disgusting things on the earth, but the earth doesn't react. Make your mind like water. Water can wash away all kinds of disgusting things, but the water doesn't react. Fire can burn disgusting things, wind can blow disgusting things, but they don't react. They just do their thing. So this is the attitude you have to take toward things that are not good food for you. Not only unpleasant things, but there are a lot of pleasant things out there that are also not good food for you. Just remind yourself, this is no place to eat. This is no place to feed. And don't get worked up over the fact that you can't feed on these things. Give yourself something better to feed on. Otherwise, when you go into an unpleasant situation, you start feeding on the fact that this is really unpleasant. I can't eat here. There's no nourishment for the mind, nothing that I really enjoy. And from there, it just spreads out to cover all kinds of things that you're displeased about. And you start feeding on that sense of displeasure, and the mind gets a little bit of pleasure out of that kind of feeding. But it's not really nourishing. When you go into an unpleasant place, an unpleasant situation, dealing with unpleasant people or whatever the unpleasant thing may be, remind yourself you've got a better place to feed inside. You feed on the breath. You can feed on the sense of well-being you can create inside. That's much healthier. As for the things that would pull you away from the breath, try to be like fire toward them, or be like earth toward them. In other words, you know that this is the way the world is. And that that's not food. This applies to things that are physically unpleasant, and also things to words that are unpleasant as well. When people say unpleasant things, remind yourself, that's not food. And it's interesting, again, the Buddha has you reflect on the elements of the body. When you have a physical body, these are the kinds of things you're exposed to. You have ears, and so there's going to be pleasant and unpleasant contact at the ears. When you can learn how to depersonalize things this way, it's a lot easier to take them. In fact, that's what he recommends. And someone says something really unpleasant, you remind yourself, an unpleasant sound has made contact with the ear. How many times have we ever thought that way? Usually we're out there feeding on it already and then upset that this is miserable food. As John Lee says, it's like something somebody spit out, and then you pick it up and you chew on it. The fact that it tastes horrible, whose fault is that? Just leave it at that, unpleasant contact. Depersonalize the whole thing, because this is the way things are in this physical world, this human world that we inhabit. And learn how to fabricate good things to feed on inside. This is why the Buddha never taught pure awareness. He taught that the mind is constantly fabricating, so learn how to fabricate good things. The only thing that's not fabricated is nirvana. And until you reach that point in your practice, you're going to be fabricating. So learn how to be conscious of the process and then learn how to do it well. Now remember that this process of fabrication is very closely related to the process of feeding. And all of the aggregates from which we make our sense of self have their parallel in the process of feeding. Form would be, say, the form of the body, and also the form of the food we want for the body. Feeling would be the feeling of hunger we feel when we lack something, and the feeling of fullness we get when we've eaten our fill. Perception has to do with our ability to perceive what kind of hunger we have and then to perceive what out there in the world around us would satisfy that hunger, what's food and what's not food. What's food for this particular hunger or food for some other hunger? Fabrication is the process by which we fix the food. We go about searching for it, finding it, fixing it so that we can eat it. And consciousness is our awareness of all these things. These are all active processes. And fabrication underlies all of them. It's the mind's desire to feed, feed, feed that keeps us making these things. If we make them in an unskillful way, we're going to suffer. Even if we do them in a skillful way, there's still some stress and suffering, but it's a lot less. And it can actually provide the path that we want. We've got the mind to settle down. We've got the form of the body. The feeling that comes when we stay with the breath, the feeling of ease as the mind settles down with the breath. The perception of breath that we hold in mind. The mental picture we have of where the breath flows. And then the fabrication, the way we adjust the breath, and learn about the breath, explore the breath. We learn to feed on these things instead. The general garbage that we tend to feed on outside otherwise. So it's all an active process. And so we engage in the process, but we try to do it in as skillful way as possible. That's how we learn about what the mind is doing. And at the same time, it can cut back a lot of the suffering that we would cause ourselves otherwise. Because as the Buddha pointed out, it's not the bad things out there in the world that make you suffer, it's the way you try to feed on them. That's why you suffer. Even the good things out in the world, when you try to feed on them, they make you suffer as well. The best things to feed on are the factors of the path, like we chanted just now. Everything from right view all the way through right concentration. These provide good food for the mind, particularly right concentration. It's a sense of well-being. It gives us nourishment. And as we get the mind to settle down, we learn about the mind. We begin to see its feeding processes a lot more clearly. So start looking at the breath as your food, and the sense of well-being, the sense of fullness that you can create inside. It's food for the mind that you can provide for yourself at any time. That way, when you live in situations where there's no really good food around you, you don't have to starve, and you don't have to start feeding on unskillful thoughts inside. You carry this sense of well-being into every situation with you, and you've got all the food you need.